Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Welcome back in, 92.9 The Game tonight. Been chatting Falcons really the last, Thursday night. Friday, but for me, the last two nights, heavy Falcons discussion. Certainly a lot focused on the NFL draft yesterday, and we're going to stick with that theme right now when we head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. That's Atlanta's Ford dealer. And we are joined by Clemson associate head coach and defensive tackles coach Nick Eason. He certainly is going to talk to us about the newest member of the Atlanta Falcons, second-round pick, Rook Orororo. Coach, first off, how are you doing this evening?
Man, I'm truly blessed. Just out on the road doing some recruiting, trying to make Clemson better. But my family's well. I'm good. I'm truly excited for the opportunity that our players that recently entered into the draft are going to have an opportunity to show what they can do. So I'm excited about that.
So let me start here. You're going through, obviously you deal with some of the first round and then you're getting going there Friday night. You're tuned in to the second round of the draft. And a little bit surprising here, we hear that the Atlanta Falcons have moved up from 43 into the mid-30s. And Rook Orororo's name gets called. What was your initial reaction? Were you as surprised to hear him go that early in the second round as many Falcons fans were?
No, I was not. Rook possesses all the talent and the tools to be one of the most dominant defensive lineman in the NFL. So it wasn't a surprise to me after going through, talking to the scouts and going with them through the evaluation process with him. I knew his stock had risen. He had a great season last year, one of the best of his career. And he just checked all the boxes. He has everything that you want in the NFL defensive lineman. And, I had him going at the bottom of the first, top of the second, in my opinion. I, spent some time in the NFL, about 19 years as a player and a coach. And so I was not surprised at all for them to move up and get him. I didn't see him going past pick 45 in the second round.
And we're going to get to that NFL experience that you have and how it relates to your coaching in just a moment. But it is Nick Eason, defensive tackles coach for Clemson, associate head coach there, talking about Rook Orororo. And let's just ask you straight up here, coach, because this is the big question here in Atlanta, and that is the usage of Orororo. Is he a guy that can play outside? Because what the Falcons are going to be doing, whether it's in their base or a modify, however they're going to run their defense, is going to be very fluid.
Right.
There were some questions about, obviously, with Grady Jarrett, with David Onyemata, how much time he'd actually get in the middle. So can Rook move outside?
Well, I'll tell you about Rook. You know, one thing he has is toughness. He's disciplined. He's competitive. He's smart. You know, and you're getting a guy that, that's a class act off the field. And he steps on the field, he becomes a beast. Rook brings a lot of versatility. He's long. He can play defensive end on first, second down. He can bump inside as a three technique. We've used him as a zero technique, rushing on third down packages. So they're getting a very versatile defensive lineman. He can play across the line of scrimmage on all three downs. And so, you know, they'll probably use him everywhere because they can. He has the tools to do so, and he's gonna do it well. And he's going to be successful, has the right mindset. He's made up the right things. He's been challenged, been coached hard at Clemson. And, man, I'm excited. I think, you know, Atlanta is really getting a great football player that has not touched his potential. He has a really high ceiling. He's a basketball kid. Played 1 year of high school football. And so he hasn't tapped into the ceiling in terms of his potential and what he can do. And so he's going to be great for Atlanta. I think Atlanta's going to love him.
Yeah, that was actually the next question for you. You're going right through my bullet points, and I appreciate that, Coach. It's Coach Nick Eason, Clemson defensive tackle coach. But, yeah, he did get a late start playing football, not until his junior year of high school.
That's right.
And so how much more potential does he have that just hasn't been unlocked just simply because he hasn't been given enough time to really reach that full potential?
Rook has played in a very competitive room at Clemson. You know, you had your Brian Mazzia, your Tyler Davis's of the world that were in there. So he was competing for playing time while he was at Clemson. And so last year was his first season starting full time. The previous year, Brian Brzee, who was a first round draft pick, who was probably picked a few picks, before Rook in last year's draft, went through some trials and tribulations, and Rook may have stepped in and played at a really high level. So there was never a drop off when he was in the game. And so he's been getting better and better every year, every week. His confidence is out the roof. He was a guy that, you know, I didn't have to ask him to watch film after practice. He was always available to take care of his body. And so he's one of those guys that when I came on board back in 22, that he already had pro-like, you know, habits, just watching tape, taking care of his body. And he's a leader. And he's a Clemson man. You know, we always challenge our players. The first thing is graduate. He's done that, got his master's degree. We want them to be equipped for tools of life. He's going to be an ambassador. He'll be a guy that will represent the team in terms of the NFLPA. Man, he's just been great. I mean, obviously he's won some championships there too. So he's coming from a winning program. I think it's going to be great, great for the locker room. He's going to be a leader, in the locker room. He was a leader for us, and he's a alpha dog.
It is Nick Eason, the associate head coach at Clemson and defensive tackles coach, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Look, you mentioned it before. I looked up the resume. You've got a ton of NFL experience, both as a player but also as a coach. And for Rook, and really for any defensive lineman, whether it's interior or edge, what's the biggest challenge in going from a college D lineman to an NFL D lineman?
I think, you know, in today's, college, game defensively, man, there's a lot of movement. There's a lot of pressure with all the high-powered offenses. And, I think, Rook is going to have more opportunities to go out and just win one-on-one, which he does a very good job of. But, the speed of the game, obviously, terminology is another thing. And being able to see backfield sets, look at splits, read formations. And then just really adjusting to, taking care of your body. You're on your own. There's no strength coach, monitoring your daily habits. Most guys obviously train across the country in the off season. Guys that are really successful invest a lot of money into their bodies. And so I think that's a big adjustment as well. And just, just playing against great athletes up front. Offensive linemen now are running 4.7s, 4.8, 4.9. You look at in the NFL draft. And so, speed and power is a big part of the game, especially up front. And then being able to, still use your hands. You're never going to get away from being able to play with a great place, use your hands, and play with low pad level up front. And so championships are won in the trenches. And so, that's the biggest adjustment. And then obviously picking up the playbook and adjusting to just the speed of the game and obviously just being in the room with pros. Guys that have, that are husbands, that have kids. And so, man, it's a man's game now. Not on scholarship anymore. And, you're evaluated every year. And you got to go compete. You got to go earn it. It's a level where, they'll be drafting, guys every year trying to sign free agents to replace you. And so you got to compete. So I think that's the biggest adjustment.
kind of a shot in the dark here before we continue. Grady Jarrett, obviously an alum of Clemson. Have you spoke with him, or do you have any relationship with Grady? Does he come back?
Yes.
And what can you tell us about him? And certainly, as we hope that he's ready to go, returning from injury. We've seen the IG videos and that stuff. So what can you tell us about Grady?
Well, let me tell you something. Grady is an overcomer. I mean, he's overcome a lot of doubters his entire life. He doesn't always check the numbers on the charts, but he plays big, and that's why he's been on the league and played at a really high level. That's why he's one of the highest paid defensive tackles.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
In the NFL right now. And he'll overcome injury. He'll be back, and he'll come back stronger than ever. I mean, he's a leader. He's an alpha dog. And he's a guy that makes, you know, not only a defensive line, but your organization better, which he's done in Atlanta. And Grady's, man, he's a class act. You're talking about representation of the city of Atlanta, representation of the Falcons, and Clemson football. He's the example. When I talk to my recruits, when I talk to my players about, you know, what it looks like and how you're supposed to play the game at defensive line. And so, man, looking forward to him coming back from injury. He's been awesome. I haven't spoke to him most recently, but I had an opportunity to spend some time with him when he came up and visited for a game this past season. But I'm truly excited to watch him get back on the field. He's going to come back harder than ever, you know, knowing Grady. And so he's been overcoming a lot of opinions, man, his whole career. And he just goes out, man. He proves himself, and he earns it. And so really, truly proud of the man he's become, the NFL pro he's become. He's been a pro bowler, been playing at a really high level for a long time, and so I'm excited to see him get back on the field.
Is Clemson associate head coach and defensive tackle coach Nick Eason joining me here on 92.9 The Game tonight. Mm-hmm. Do you guys, you, Dabo, any of the other coaches, do you guys like root for people to get taken by Atlanta, taken by the Panthers? So they are kind of regional. You can keep an eye on them, maybe check up and get them straightened out if they need be.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, we're just happy for our guys anywhere they go. But obviously, you know, there could be, a little selfish side that they can be close by. Hey, we could just jump on 85 and, you know, ride down or ride up to go see them. But our guys are equipped to go play anywhere in the league, and we're just happy, you know, for them to be able to have an opportunity. And so, man, we're a winning program. You know, we still take pride in, you know, just developing our players, both on and off the field. And so, man, Coach Sweeney has done a really good job of just equipping my players to be best pros. And all, you know, he is actually the most he has the most draft pick by any active coach with 83 draft picks since he's been a head coach. And so, you know, our guys are always ready. And so we're just always excited for them to get the opportunity. But, yeah, if they're close by, man, it makes it a lot easier for us to have an opportunity to visit with them and for them to check in on us as well.
It also makes that trip for the opening game of the 2024 football season a little bit easier. And I have to ask you about this. And I know you guys haven't, like, really dove, like, super hard into scouting and game planning and stuff like that. But just for the Bulldogs fans who obviously live in this area and just want to hear some good things about their team a little bit, what are some of the challenges you envision Georgia presenting? Not just you guys, but everyone all year long, you know, with Carson Beck returning and replacing Brock Bowers, replacing Ladd McConkey. But what are some of the challenges you see from that Bulldog team that Clemson's going to have to deal with in the opener?
Yeah, man, it's a challenge every week. Georgia, obviously, you know, has a great head coach in Kirby Smart. He's been doing it at a high level, have a great coaching staff. They got great players across the board, offensively and defensively. And it's going to be a challenge. They played a lot of good football, you know, here in the past decade. And so, man, this will be a game we've got to be ready to play. And so, you know, they'll come out and they'll be ready to challenge us at every game, every part of the game. And so we just gotta be ready. It's a big season opener. And so, man, we gotta rally as a team and go out there and, you know, not beat ourselves, because they're a team that don't beat themselves. And they'll be physical, and it'll be a game. Everybody'll be ready to go. I'm from the state of Georgia, so it'll be exciting for me as well. And, man, looking forward to it. But, hey, you know, we got to make sure that we do the, you know, daily things that give us a chance to win in August, man. It starts now in the off season with off season conditioning. That's where it starts. And we play the game August 31st. But right now, man, you know, guys got to be locked in to training. And then we'll go out and see what happens when the ball's kicked off.
Yeah, and you mentioned, Coach Easton, you are from Georgia, Toombs County High School, a product of Georgia high school football. What does it mean to you? What does it say to you about the trend of Georgia and how much they are producing top-tier talent as a state? I think, you know, we talk about, obviously, the rich parts of the country in high school football talent, and you look at Texas, you look at California. But in terms of players drafted, Georgia, I believe the state was number three across all of the United States. Being a proud member of that program, that product, just Georgia high school football in general, what does that say to you about the development, both in the city of Atlanta, but also, like we said, in Toombs County, and you can go all around to the various areas of Georgia, high school football getting it done, big schools and small schools?
Man, absolutely. It's just a testament to all the coaches and parents. And then, obviously, the rec league, recreation leagues have always been tough. You know, I think there's a lot of really good high school coaches in Georgia, a lot of good, you know, strength coaches, a lot of good coaches, a lot of good parents and communities, man, who rally around players. And it's important to us in the state of Georgia. And so there's talent everywhere. You know, we might be ranked third in terms of NFL draft, you know, guys drafted. But, you know, in terms of like talent and guys that have an opportunity to play at the college level, and it's a lot. And it's always been competitive, you know, whether it's single A or 6A. Georgia's been a state that's always produced a lot of great talent at every position on both sides of the ball, and we'll continue to do so. You know, there's a lot of legacy that has been passed on down, and, you know, from guys who played in the NFL. Their sons are now coming through high school and going through the recruiting process. And so, man, you know, Georgia's always done a really good job. And like I said earlier, you just take pride in sports in general.
Coach Nick Easton, defensive tackle coach at Clemson. Coach Ruka Ro, and telling us what we got here in Atlanta in our second-round draft pick. Thank you so much for joining us on a Tuesday evening.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me, and go Tigers.
All right. Appreciate that there, Coach.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.